Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Or should I say happy Monday? No, this is definitely not a Monday because it's after a three-day weekend. And three-day weekends in my life are a major concern because of my indulgences. But after this three-day weekend for Labor Day, which came right on the back of spending time at an undisclosed location, my mother's, where my eating habits have been notoriously known to slip into such an undisciplined manner, to wake up today after 3 days off, to wake up, face Mr. Scale, to take in what he told me, to accept the number that was bestowed upon me this morning, 212.8, 212.8. To put that in quick context, 212.8 on a Tuesday might be the lowest I've been this year. Went to bed last night at 214 something, which also for a Sunday night is very good. I was able to control my eating, and maybe even better yet, my appetite or the amount of food I can eat at any given time, maybe getting smaller and smaller, so I'm getting full quicker. I think the highest it went up this weekend was 216.6 or something. That was Saturday night. And even that number is not hideous compared to where I've been. Because remember, I was up 222, 23, 223. In fact, this 212.8 is like almost 2-3 pounds less than it was last week. And that in itself should be something to celebrate. But I always want bigger numbers. I always want bigger numbers. And I'm learning to accept. Well, ain't no learning to accept. You got to accept. In fact, I'm not learning. I don't want myself to accept any of these numbers. I want it lower. I want to keep the pressure on me. It's like, oh, you know, the haters are trying to get us. No, I don't like the hater analogy. Forget the hater analogy. I think that's way overdone. Way overdone. I would say they underestimate us. No. I don't know. But the idea is to keep the pressure on myself with some over-exaggerated narrative about how, you know, I'm getting worse, I gotta do better. To keep the pressure on myself. That's what I really wanna do. And it's not about haters. It's not about, you know, people underestimating me, don't think I can do it. It's none of that. This is me on me. Thinking that I failed because I didn't lose maybe double the amount that I actually lost, and the amount that I actually lost would trigger super obnoxious celebrations in other people. To have even to say, you know, from last week I lost 3 pounds. From last Tuesday I'm down 3 pounds. To say that, you know, other people might be saying, ooh. I'm like, all right, I could do better. And that's the way I like to keep the pressure on myself. Because I feel good. 3 day weekend. It got kind of lazy there for a second to the point where I was a little bit sluggish. I double walked Saturday night. I think yesterday I got 11,000, which was barely, you know, 10,000 is the minimum. 11,000, nothing. Saturday night, I probably got 20,000. Yesterday, I got up and I walked 14K in the morning. And didn't do too much after that. Because I was going to do a double walk yesterday. But I was like, ah. So what I did was after I walked my 14K and I got home, it was later in the day. It was like 1 o'clock. I don't think I started walking till like 1 o'clock or something. So I didn't get back because I laid in the bed. That's another thing. I was doing good stuff on Jeffrey TV because I got thousands, maybe hundreds, and maybe about 1,000 videos that I have stacked up and saved from over the years that need to be categorized and sorted through. And I want to make sure I get all the good stuff out of it. So I was going through those, and it was good to get through a bunch of them, and to get the structure laid out, to get an idea how I want to process them. And I laid in the bed for a couple hours just doing that. I had my computer set up. So I could like lay in the bed and do it. On Sunday, yesterday morning, Monday, holiday, Labor Day, just, you know, kind of relax, but still getting stuff done. So I felt good about that. So I laid there. I think I woke up at like an 8. I think I woke up at like a 7:45. And then just kind of, you know, spent time with myself. Just in the bed, you know, just chilling. And you know, doing stuff. You know, it was just quiet and nice. And again, getting stuff done. Feeling productive, but yet relaxing. And just like, and I'm relaxing, immersed in Jeffrey stuff. Jeffrey video, Jeffrey talking over the years. And seeing stuff I've done, and basically it was the time where I saved everything. You know, even junk. I'm getting less and less doing that now, but some stuff I should have deleted as soon as it was created, because there was no information or data or any kind of relevant or significant content in it, none at all. And my thing was always save everything, delete nothing. And I'm getting away from that because stuff starts to stack up. I'm getting better anyway. So I'm going through all the stuff, seeing the things I've said before, you know, tagging it, putting it in categories, and all of that. So I can go back over it and see, oh, in 2019, I was talking about this, you know, blah, blah, blah. In 2018, I was talking about this. There's a couple of things. Like today I posted a reshared a video that I placed on Facebook that said something like, do you like you, or something like that. You know, how much do you like you, or something like that, where just like last week I posted, literally last week I posted a video, how proud of you are you? So like 4 years ago, I was talking about that same thing, almost in the same time period, because it came up in my Facebook memories that I posted around this time in 2020 or something like that. So going through stuff like that, seeing stuff I said, seeing how my thought processes evolved, laying in the bed doing that, and knowing, now see, now get this, knowing that I went to bed last night at 2:14 something, knowing that I went to bed that last night, the third day of a 3-day weekend, the second night or third day, before third day or 3-day weekend, that I went to bed at a 2:14 point something. And that's a hell of a number. That is just a hell of a number. And I knew it was. And the only thing I did, and I tried to, I didn't eat again. Only thing, and yesterday, what I had was a salad. I had a salad. I guess I gotta throw up air quotes, trust me, when I say salad, because just because there was lettuce in it, now I guess that may or may not make it a salad. Just because there was lettuce in it, that may or may not make it a salad. With all the meat and cheese, mushrooms, and the such that I put in there. So you really, it's hard to tell, you know, what is going on there. But I guess it makes it a little better anyway. You know, makes it a little bit better that it's better than its digestion at least, or maybe just the way the calories or something, or, you know, just get something to eat, to munch on, that's like low on calories and quote unquote good for me. Because after I ate that salad, I'm full, I'm satisfied, you know, and it doesn't stick with me as much, it seems. See, it doesn't weigh me, it weighs me down for that moment, but I seem to come out of it. And the impact, Mr. Scale seems to really appreciate that I'm eating salad and not, you know, hamburgers, french fries, potato chips. Yeah, I had a salad and two chicken thighs, two air fried chicken thighs. And one thing about my chicken thighs, I don't know if I said this before, I'm gonna say it again. Black people don't overcook your chicken. Black people, get you a meat thermometer. Do not overcook that chicken to the point where it's dry, all dried out. I'm learning. I'm learning. 20 minutes, 18 to 20 minutes at 370. And I get that meat thermometer out. And it's close enough. And it's juicy. And not only that, it stayed juicy for a few days being in the refrigerator. It was still juicy when I put it in the microwave. Threw a little bit of lemon pepper on it. Didn't even put any salt and pepper on it. Didn't even season it at all before I air fried it. Do a little bit of lemon pepper on it after I took out the microwave where it was all like juicy, you know. And that was all I needed. That was good enough. Ate that in a salad. Lots of cheese, lots of dressing, mushrooms, you know, lettuce. I'm out of lettuce too. I gotta go get lettuce, come think about it. In fact, yeah, I'm gonna have to go to the store. Either that, I'm gonna have to Instacart some stuff, or I'm gonna have to go to the store. Not sure how I wanna play it, but yeah, going to the store after work, and it may be worth the Instacart fees, especially if I'm getting, gotta go over $35. I think I can get over $35, have it delivered by 8. It's worth it not having to go. But anyway, I need to get some more salad. That salad's working for me. The salad is working for me. Because I can eat it, I feel good, it's fulfilling, and it doesn't seem to have the weight impact on me that the other stuff I was eating. It's like I can eat less, I'm eating less of the junkier food, thinking, you know, I'm not eating that much. You know, even though it's junk food, I'm not eating that much. Calories is calories, but I don't know. Not the way it's sticking. So, it was just good to, you know, eat the salad yesterday. It's the only thing I had in the middle of the day. And then I just had like freeze pops. I had these like freeze pops. I had like 4 or 5 of them. It was good. I drank a lot of Kool-Aid. I drank a lot of Kool-Aid. And but remember, my Kool-Aid is diluted. It's 2 to 1, double water. So I take the ingredients or the directions for 2 quarts, but I add 4 quarts, a gallon, 4 quarts of water. I diluted it half. So, and I had ice, and oh, it was good. I was just, whew. Just drinking that and drinking that. And I had like about 4 or 5 freeze pops, knockoff generic kind. And, you know, and that was it. I didn't have no potato chips. I didn't eat again yesterday after the salad that I had, probably about 3, 4, 5 o'clock. And here I am. Here I am. Getting ready to embark on travel and Funketeers Ball and LA Maggot shows and Steeler games. Season starts Sunday. First game of the season is Sunday. And I did look into flying there. Going to the game. I definitely looked into it. And I might look again. Because you never know. You just got to check. You know, things might come together. You know, Spirit Airlines might have a sale on a nonstop. Get me there and get me back in time to, you know, not miss any work. And see the game. Check maybe ticket prices. You know, you might just look up there one day, the ticket price just might match and things just might come together. Just got to be prepared for the opportunity. But I'm happy with just working, building my PTO, staying fit, having the weight come off, processing my videos, posting podcasts, working on Jeffrey TV, thinking about the book that I want to write. I want to get my websites together because I'm paying $20 a piece, $20 a year to maintain the domain names. So I want to keep them going. I got onemansfunk.com. That'll be for the book. I got wearehired.com. I got the demystificationprocess.com. I got thenewblackthink.com. I got pfunk1.com. I got theoryofuniverse.com. It's all in place. It's there. That's got to build them. I can see the structure roughly in my head, the direction I want to go. You know, do that. Maintain my weight. Travel. See granddaughter and the family. See them Steelers. Keep my bills paid. Keep everything at work on solid ground. Make sure I'm paying attention, up to date. One thing I do gotta look into is talk to my financial advisor. I need to get with him. And there's some stuff I need to work out with the rental, with our rental property payments for my sister. Get that figured out. But nothing too glaring. Health is good, weight is down. I'm getting stuff done. It's Tuesday, I feel good. I don't know if I said that already. And I have to say that I feel good, relatively speaking. I don't feel good. I don't feel gooder. What I mean is, for right now, for where I'm at in the week and in the day, just waking up, kind of just getting things started after a three-day weekend, I feel really good. Now, I don't feel as good as I do Friday night punching off work on a P-Funk travel day, knowing I'm getting a gear airplane. I don't feel that good. But relatively speaking, for what today is, what the part of the week and the part of the day that I'm at, just waking up after a three-day weekend, I feel damn good. And I know from there it's just gonna get better. It's just gonna improve. My energy's gonna improve as I wake up and things start to fall in place. And get work started, get good traction at work, start knocking stuff out, stop watching the NASDAQ plummet. Watching tens of thousands of dollars just leave my 401k. Or my IRA or whatever it is I got. But I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm not going to talk about that movie. I don't think I feel like it yet. Watch the movie Deliverance. It's a statement. I think it's more of a social commentary than it is a horror movie in a movie. But I'm seeing the reaction black people are having to it. I got a few things to say, but not now. I just feel good. I feel good, people. I feel good. And it feels good to feel good. It really does. It feels good to feel good about yourself. This might be piggyback on my other highest tenet about, is there anything greater than the human being becoming the person that they want to be? Is there anything greater than a person feeling good about themselves? Can there be anything greater than a person feeling good and happy, feeling good about themselves, proud of themselves? You know, how do you feel about you? How proud of you are you? The questions that one should ask themselves and don't even have to talk to anybody about it. Just, you know, when you lay in bed at night, think about it. How do you feel about you? I know how I feel about me. And I damn near tell y'all every day. I worked at it. I earned it. I'm happy to be who and where I am. For whatever reason. I know I didn't do it all myself. Had lots of help. Lots of influence. And I acknowledge that. But anyway, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any atom that ever was, is, or will be. I said that wrong. I was thinking about my quote-unquote obligation to everybody who's contributed to Jeffrey being Jeffrey. From growing up to friends, to babysitters, to cousins, family, parents. I mean, not parents, obviously, but above and beyond that, teachers, football coaches, bosses, job supervisors, people who saw something in me and invested in me and gave me a little bit extra, threw a little bit of something at me, or kind of, you know, maybe like in the neighborhood, I was the smart, not the smart one, but I was the geeky one, knew how to fix everything, whatever. So people used to bring me their cars and their stuff for me to work on and stuff. And people used to bring me their cars and, you know, do this and that. And that's kind of a acknowledgement of something that I am or should be or could be, or that they expected me. And in a way, that kind of helped me become the person I am. You know, whether they did it intentionally or not, you know, for me to become that person, you know, the people around me looked at me at that. And maybe them doing that, they expected me to go on and do bigger or better things. And maybe not necessarily pay it back to them, but to actually, and I realized too that a lot of the people around me are proud to know me, you know, because of where I came from and the things that I've done, you know, the places I've gone. And so, well, that's Jeffrey. he grew up on Dewey, you know, he blah blah blah, that's my cousin, da 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 da. Look at him, he out here over there. And with George Clinton, oh, he, you know, this, he doing that. You know, that's Jeffrey. You know, he's it's my little cousin. Or whatever. And I'm out here doing all this stuff. You know, there's probably a sense of pride in that. Seeing somebody off Dewey Street. Used to run around feral or whatever. Out here doing what I'm doing, whatever it is I'm doing, if it's that significant. And it is, everything is significant, but you can quantitatively, you can quantify it literally by comparing my experiences to the experiences of other people. And it'd be less subjective if you do it that way. My accomplishment and things I've done and where I'm at compared to, you know, tangible points or metrics against other people to see where I've gone and what I've done, where I came from and where I'm at now, what I expect, how I see myself, and all that. Anyhow, swinging on y'all again two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is or will be. A totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.